Greece's government was racing Thursday to finalize a plan of reforms for its third bailout, hoping this time the proposal will meet with approval from its European partners and stave off a potentially catastrophic exit from Europe's joint currency, the euro, within days. Details of Greece's reforms are to be submitted Thursday, giving time for creditors to review them ahead of a summit of the European Union's 28 members set for Sunday. Hopes for a deal rose after Donald Tusk, who chairs the EU summits, said that Greece's plan would have to be matched by creditors' suggestions on how to make the country's debt manageable in the longer term. The realistic proposal from Greece will have to be matched by an equally realistic proposal on debt sustainability from the creditors. Only then will we have a win-win situation, Tusk said. Easing the terms of Greece's existing bailout loans has been a key dividing issue in the bailout talks for months, with Greece and the International Monetary Fund pressing in favor and key European states, like Germany, resisting the idea. Tusk's comments boosted confidence that the sides will be able to find a compromise. The Stoxx 50 index of top European shares jumped 2.6%. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras was meeting Thursday with finance ministry officials to finalize his country's plan, a day after his government requested a new three-year aid program from Europe's bailout fund and promised to immediately enact reforms, including to taxes and pensions in return. The last-minute negotiations come amid bank closures to staunch a bank run in Greece, where capital controls have been imposed that restrict Greeks to cash withdrawals of €60, $67 per day. The closures have been extended through Monday. Pensioners without bank cards have been particularly hard hit as they have struggled to access their accounts. Some branches have been opened so the elderly and unemployed without bank cards can withdraw a maximum weekly sum of €120 each. Hundreds lined up outside banks Thursday morning, many facing hours-long waits in the heat. Separately, many ATMs had a shortage of 20 euro notes, effectively reducing the daily withdrawal limit to 50 euros. If Tsipras does not get a deal, Greece faces an almost inevitable collapse of the banking system, which would be the first step for the country to fall out of the euro. I believe he will have to get an agreement. We will pay dearly for it, but at least we'll get an agreement, said mechanic Pantelis Niarchos, walking down the street in central Athens. After months of fruitless negotiations with Tsipras's government, elected in January on promises to repeal bailout austerity, the skeptical Eurozone creditor states have said they want to see a detailed, cost-accounted plan of the reforms. Greece's financial institutions have been kept afloat so far by emergency liquidity assistance from the European Central Bank. But the ECB has not increased the amount in days, leaving the lenders in a stranglehold, despite capital controls. German ECB Governing Council member Jens Weidmann argued Thursday that Greek banks should not get more emergency credit from the central bank unless a bailout deal is struck. He said in a speech it was up to Eurozone governments and Greek leaders themselves to rescue Greece. The central bank has no mandate to safeguard the solvency of banks and governments, he said. The ECB capped emergency credit to Greek banks amid doubt whether the country will win further rescue loans from other countries. The banks closed and limited ATM withdrawals because they had no other way to replace deposit flight. Weidmann said he welcomed the fact that central bank credit is no longer being used to finance capital flight caused by the Greek government. This article posted by Elena Bakatoros, The Associated Press.